This has been a crazy week. We've had a lot going on, and I talked to Pastor Corey last Sunday, and he said, "Well, you're up this next week." I said, "Okay." So we just Dad and Mom and I went to West Texas and did a little service for a friend that passed away, and so it's been a crazy week. I did a wedding in Cristoval, south of San Angelo, last night, and I know some of you don't feel sorry for me, and I'm not asking you to, but I had to work Wednesday and Thursday. My son-in-law, Chance, liked to kill me. We laid 12 and a half pallets of sod Wednesday and Thursday. I told him I was about done laying that many pallets of sod again. I wasn't sure. We're believing for somebody else to lay that sod when we get those jobs. But so I got home, and I'm give out, and I'm wore out, you know, and I've been praying about, okay, Lord, here we are. It's Wednesday afternoon, about 3:30 or 4. I just gotten cleaned up, and I'm laying on the couch, and I went and I sat at the table, and I'm going, Holy Spirit, give me something. But this brain had nothing. I mean, there was nothing in there, y'all. My hands are hurting from that sod. So I just said, okay, Lord, Holy Spirit, I'm believing you. I go lay on the couch. Next morning, 5 o'clock, I get up and take a hot bath so I can move. The next morning we get done 10 o'clock and get in, get cleaned up, sit down at the table. There's still nothing there, y'all. I mean, my body hurts, and the Holy Spirit, I kind of got a couple of things and wrote down, and but it's just not there. And, you know, sometime that's what we have to learn to do, is okay, I'm not going to force this. He'll give it to me when it's time. So I went and laid back on the couch. And it felt good, I'll be honest with y'all. And I think, and that was the night of the women's conference. Laurie wasn't home. Me and the dog got on the foot of the bed. It was about 7 o'clock when I went to bed Thursday night. And I got up and I felt a whole lot better Friday morning. And the Holy Spirit, it just came. However, the Holy Spirit, because I've told y'all before, you know, because Holy Spirit deals with us differently, separately. We're all individuals. The Holy Spirit has a sense of humor with Ricky, okay? Because I usually have a few notes on a small deal, you know, and I don't go by them a whole lot of times. Like Howdy and Corey, we just don't have a lot of, we have notes, but not. And don't panic when I show y'all, but I want y'all to see this. Don't panic. There's not as many here as you think. We're not going to be here that long. But the Holy Spirit, the sticky notes were from 5 o'clock this morning because the Holy Spirit said, go get some sticky notes. You need to add to that. And I went. And I'm not an organized person except when it comes to this. But yet the Holy Spirit told me on Friday, don't rewrite it. I'm like, what? You are kidding me. Holy Spirit says, you do what I tell you to do. So, with that said, y'all start finding Deuteronomy. I wasn't showing you that to make excuses. I'm telling you that because that's how good the Holy Spirit is. Because I don't know exactly what he's doing this morning, believe me, but we're going to go with whatever he gave me. Amen? Because it's for me and it's for you. If you get something out of what I brought today, what the Holy Spirit has me bring you, then man, let's get a hold of it and run with it. Today, this morning, when you got out of bed, you had a choice. Well, as a matter of fact, before you ever got out of bed, you had a choice this morning, right? Do I get out of bed or do I stay in bed? And when my alarm went off at 4:45 this morning, my choice was really wanting to stay in bed. Amen? So then, not only do you have to decide, well, do I hit the snooze to stay in bed for a few more minutes, because there's people out there, I just heard a few of you that laugh because I know that's you, because I do that. I set it early, way before I want to get up, and then I hit the snooze a couple of times, and then I'm like, whew, that's better. You know, my wife, man, she's up like that. I need a cup of coffee. Give me about 15 or 20 minutes. I'm not fussy in the morning. I just don't wake up quick. That's just me. But those choices those choices about, and then you ladies, and some of you men maybe, y'all go in there and go, okay, so we're going to church today, and it's kind of fall, and so, you know I can't wear open toes, and am I supposed to wear white, or am I not? Those are choices, right? You have decisions to make. You have to choose. And some of you go, how does he know that? It's because I have four daughters and a wife. So I know about women's attire. Okay? And then you go, oh, well, are we going to eat breakfast at home? What are we going to have? What are we going to eat? Or are we going to grab something on the way? We're going to get a donut. If you got kids, oh, that's a game changer. Choices, decisions. What do you do? They're constant. Laurie, my wife's job is such that that's what she does all day. The position that she holds, she leads people, and she has to make decisions all day long. And so in the evening time, this is funny at our house. It may be some of you guys or ladies may go, mm-hmm. So in the evening sometime, I know, what do you want for supper? I don't know. What do you want for supper? Well, I don't know. I mean, what do you want for supper? I said, I tell you what, I'll just take you out because you've had a busy day. Okay, I said, where do you want to go? But here, she's gotten better, okay? Because now she goes, give me three choices. And I, oh, thank you, Lord. She's got a choice. Still has to make a choice, but I've got to narrow it down now. Okay, do we eat and burn it? Or do we go to Marble Falls and eat? Because, you know, Chick-fil-A has been pretty handy for us lately because it's quick and it's nice and we agree with Chick-fil-A. You know? Decisions, choices. We are hit with that. Then you leave your house and you have to decide, which way am I going to go? Am I going to go to work this way or am I going to go to work this way? Am I going to go to work today? No, I think I'll take off and go play golf today. Amen? But see, we get hit with all these choices. How are we making these choices? Amen? So y'all find Deuteronomy 30, chapter 30. We're going to start there. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Man, you're so good. Deuteronomy chapter 30. We're going to start in verse 19. And this is Moses talking. And these, as I studied this out, it's Moses' last words that God gave him before his death, before he passed. And it says in verse 19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Verse 20 says, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and thy length of the days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give to them. We're descendants, y'all. This is a promise not only to them, but it's to us. So let's go back to verse 19, and we're going to start, and this is more, I guess, kind of a teaching message today. But let's find out what we're going to learn. Verse 19 says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. What that's saying right there, what that's telling us, is that the heavens and the earth are going to hold us accountable, if that makes sense. Now, when you stop and think about it, it's like, what? Heavens and earth. Well, wait a minute. Because the heavens and earth, to me, and what I've studied and what the Holy Spirit showed me is that the heavens is God. The earth is the world. Amen? We're going to be held accountable by the heavens and the earth. What do you choose? You see, this is about choices and how you make your choices. So we learn that we learn the basic principles of God. And so are we going to go by them, by the heaven way, or are we going to do it the worldly way? Amen? Y'all with me so far? Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. It says that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. So, and we hear Pastor Corey use this all the time. There's a reason he uses this all the time. Choices. Choices. You see, if you blessing equals life. Life, if you choose the life way, the godly way, there's a blessing there for us. But death, and it, that's one thing. People get caught up in this, and they get real, what's the word? Holy Spirit, what's the word? Like it says death, then people go, oh, well, I'm going to die. It's going to kill me. Eventually, it's not going to, oh, done. You know, it's not going to happen. It's your choice that if you choose death or cursing, then your life is going to be lived that way. You're going to live in the curse or the bad things because you're choosing the world way. Amen? So it's a choice. Everybody say a choice.
Choice.
Say it's my choice.
Choice.
That's right. It is your choice. It's my choice. A lot of times we look at people and sometimes we want to go, well, why is it that the way they are? It was their choice. They chose. They chose whether to do life and blessing or death and cursing. See, don't get all caught up about the death part, because people have trouble with that sometimes. It's the way you live. You know, what's that old saying? I can say this from the pulpit because it's in the Bible. Going to hell in a handbasket. Right? Yeah. And that's the old timers used to say that when I was a kid. You're going to hell, and that kid going to hell in a handbasket. What that means is it's the way they're living. It's the choice that they made, the way they live. Do you want peace? Do you want blessing? Amen. Or do you want all the yunk and the junk and the gunk and the funk and all that that goes with cursing and death? Amen? You with me? Okay, I'm going to check my notes because that's what the Holy Spirit said to do. God wants us to be conscious of our decisions. He doesn't want us to make... And this is not just... Because I think a lot of times we get so caught up in when we make choices and we make choices and we make decisions that it's only those big decisions or choices we make that we think we've got to go and check with God about. Y'all out there? Hello? Come on. Now, y'all know in here that when us ministers are up here preaching, that the more that you interact, it makes us, whew, okay? And I feel that, whoo, and I want to go, whoo, but some of y'all are going. It makes you hard to go, whoo, when y'all are going, okay? Work with me. Thank you. But choices has to be all choices. And now some of you go, oh, well, does that choice mean to wear slip-ons or tie shoes? You know what I'm saying? Don't get silly, but yes, it does. It does. Here's the reason. When you choose life and you choose blessing and then you start putting the Word of God in, and you start turning to Him for big choices, and as you learn to put Him in constantly, then when something happens, you have to make a choice just like that, that comes out without you having to think about it. Because that's what you've been putting in your heart. Amen? It's like when you get to the grocery store, and that little guy in the cart cuts you off in the express line, and he's got 45 things, and you got 10. You have to make a split decision choice whether to hit him with your cart or just let it go. That wasn't me. That just came to mind. I promise. I don't do that anymore. Might have in the old Ricky, but not this Ricky. Are y'all with me? Because those choices, y'all, if you stopped, oh, here's something for fun. Tomorrow. When you start your day, you start marking how many times you have to make a choice. Oh, Jesus. Can you imagine that? You keep record of how many choices you have to make. Hey, my wife's going. Okay. You don't have to. But see, we don't stop and think about that. That's what the point of this message, I believe, today is we have to start thinking about those choices. Big or little, to the teeniest. Because if we're operating under the life and the blessing, then we can make the right choices. But do we choose to make only those choices when it tends to benefit us? And then it's like, well, I don't really like that choice. I mean, that's not my... No. Really, God? I mean, I had to make a choice, y'all. And some of y'all, this might not be funny, but it's funny to me. It was almost irritating. Really, I mean, me and the Holy Spirit had a discussion over this. You can see who won. Because I'm telling y'all, this is not the way I do things. But what we have to learn to do is to hear that Holy Spirit on any choice we make. That's what moves us, that keeps us when you start. Have you ever been walking out in, we were, story. Corey will tell you, howdy. We all get one, ministers get one or two rabbit trails. This is a rabbit trail, kind of. Dad and I, when I was in college, we were close to Rotan, Texas, and he had a friend that had some land there, and we'd gone down there to hunt. It was right the day before Christmas. We were quail hunting. Took one of the dogs with us. I think we had one of the dogs with us that day. And you know how you walk, and I just felt like, don't take that next step. Well, that was the Holy Spirit going, don't take that next step. But I stopped just like this, and I looked down, and there was a hole about like that. This is December the 24th, and we have on coveralls. It's cool out. There's a rattlesnake coiled up right there in that hole. Now, had I not listened to that voice, because that voice is going, don't take another step, and I'm like, whoa. Now, granted, it was cool, cold outside. That snake wasn't really moving. It moved after it got shot with a 12-gauge shotgun. Just a little. It kind of did that. But if we don't learn to hear that even smaller thing, don't step there, that's a choice. That's a choice that if I didn't accept, if I did the other choice, guess what? More than likely I'd have had it wrapped around my leg. It could have turned out ugly, but we don't have to think about that. Everybody understand? That's how minute the Holy Spirit will guide us if we learn to start listening to our choices. Amen. Amen. Woo! Man, I love it. God is so good. Okay, so it says, but here's the neat thing about God. Boy, I just love God. Oh, I just love Jesus. Here's the neat thing about our God. He sets stuff before you, but He gives you the answer. You know, we always talk about, and it's true to me too, you know, when you God starts opening things up to you and you see this little thing and you go, but I want to see the rest of it. We know that's not how God works. But if you read the Word right here, He says, I set before you life or death, blessing and cursing. And He tells us what to pick. What a God. He tells us to choose life. Amen? What a God. I mean, He's not one of these that says, oh, you figure it out for yourself. No, He says, I'm your Lord. I'm your Savior. Here's what I want you to do. Now, does He make us do it? No. He said, choose. It's your choice. It's your choice. Amen? Woo, Jesus. Thank you. So, the Holy Spirit gave me. Choosing life is more than a decision to keep on breathing. Do you think about breathing? Pretty much no. Pretty much no. Listen to this again. Choosing life is more than a decision to keep on breathing. It reminds me of that George Strait. Believe it or not, that's, the Holy Spirit gave me this about a song. Because that's, you see, the Holy Spirit will work within what you or you or you. The Holy Spirit knows us intimately. And he knows that music moves me. And he said, remember that song. There's a George Strait song. And it's the line in the song says, it's not the breath you take, but the moments that take your breath away. Amen. Are you paying attention to those moments that take your breath away? You see, it's not just the breathing in and out. It's not choosing life doesn't mean that we choose to pay attention. We have to consciously think about every breath we take. It's not what it's about, y'all. It's about following God and tuning in to God, and then those things will start opening up to you. But say, it's my choice. Everybody, it's my choice. It is. It's your choice. It's not my choice for you. It's not my choice for you. However, I'd love for you to do it. But to follow God, sold out. Y'all remember Chip Brim that came and ministered? Well, I listened, Laurie and I and the kids, we listened to him some, and Mom, and his podcasts are great. And he did a couple of series. One of them was called, I'm Sold Out, I'm All In for God. And that's great. You know, you stop and think about it. What could be more than being all in for God? I'm all in, but now you got to go all out. I'm all out for God. And that was like, wow. Because once you're all in for God, what are you going to do? I mean, you got to do something. I said, I'm all in for God. Amen, man. I want to be all in for God. Well, are you all out for God? Are you going to go all out for God? Man, isn't that good? Because, see, that's what we have to learn to have that mentality of, is that if I'm all in for God, then I have to go all out for God. Man, that's good stuff. Okay, so we're going to go back in my Bible. You got to go back a page. Go back to Deuteronomy 30:16. So when we choose life and we choose blessing, then God's going to tell us in verse 16, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God. And that means that we are supposed to love thy God with all our heart. In Deuteronomy 6, it says all our heart, our might. Our might. Bless you. It says all of our might in our soul. So if we're loving God that way, he already loves us, right? Last night I did a wedding, and I told y'all earlier, and part of that I used in that wedding is that it said that God's love for us is simple. God says, I love you. God doesn't say, I love you, but do you love me? See, that's the way our love is supposed to be, like his love. Amen. He says, I love you. We shouldn't have to ask God, do you love me? I mean, see, that's why even in relationships, I never have to ask my wife if she loves me, because I know. I know. I know, just like I know that the Lord loves me. See, that's what love is. So that's what when we choose life, God tells us, and Jesus told us what? That's the greatest commandment, is to love thy Lord God with all our heart. Amen? Amen? So we love him like he loves us. And to walk in his way. This is in verse 16 still. So walking in God's way is that we have to learn, if we're going to walk in God's way, we have to learn how to love him. And just like Adam and Eve, this is interesting, y'all, but when God put Adam and Eve in the garden, he didn't have to put that tree in there. He didn't have to let the serpent go in there, the devil. He didn't have to. And so and my wife, Laurie, and I got to talking about this. You wonder, why did he do that? Well, I researched this week, and I actually saw a minister preaching on this, and I thought it was so cool. He said, if that serpent hadn't been in there, they would have had nobody else to talk to but God. That would not be free will. With that serpent in there, they could talk, and then that serpent offered them something that they had to make a choice. Your choice, even the smallest one. Look, she chose to eat the apple and share, and then look where we are today. Amen? Right? But when you look at that and you realize something as simple as eating an apple caused that. When we choose life and we choose blessing and we're walking God's way, then when something like that comes up, because the devil is still here, he still comes to steal, kill, and destroy your dreams, your finances, your family. The devil can't stand family. Do y'all know that? He wants to see families tore up, broke up, husbands and wives. But see, when we are following and we are walking in God's ways, then when we have those choices, those small things, hey, you want an apple? We go, oh, no, thank you. I've seen this one before. I know how it turned out. Amen. Do you see what I'm saying? It's that those little choices, we all think, oh, those big choices define me, you know. I mean, do I buy a blue or green car or whatever? But big decisions, we think that defines who we are. No, no, no. It's those little choices, because we are hit. I guarantee you, for Ricky, thank you, Holy Spirit, for correcting me before I say this, for Ricky, that I have thousands of more little choices than I ever will have big choices. Amen? So when we're walking in God's way, we know how for that to come out. When it comes against us, and I mean, that it's so, that apple is so amazing. And I say that in a, because that was, to us, eating an apple is a small thing, right? That's a small choice. But that became a choice, and it was the wrong choice, because God, he gave her the answer. He gave them the answer before the test. He said, don't do it, and they chose wrong. Amen. Little choices, y'all, turn into big effects. Okay, let's move on. And to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and that the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land, whether thou goest to possess it. Now here, I just want to point out something real fast. Where it says multiply, you know, a lot of us that have already had kids think, oh, well, doesn't apply to me, because, well, that says multiply, because that's what we mostly think when that we read that. That's not what it just means, y'all. That's just a small part of it. See, it means that we multiply whatever we're doing. It multiplies our walk with the Lord. He wants to multiply our walk. He wants us to multiply the people that we get out and share Jesus with. He wants us to multiply in everybody that we touch. He wants us to multiply in our job, in our relationships, in our health. That's what he wants us to multiply. But see, I was guilty. I admit it. Multiply. Oh, that means to reproduce. That's what I thought. But after much study, it means no, no, no. That's just a little part of it. That's just a little part. Because if that's the case, then that wouldn't, for us getting, as Corey says, gray-haired folk. I'm getting some there. But we wouldn't really pay attention to that multiply part. Because that's what we would just think. Because, see, we're limiting God. But when we make that choice to walk in God's ways, we choose, then learn not to limit God. Because he's talking about not just reproduction of kids. He's talking about everything that you put your hand to shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Because that's what the Word says. That's what he wants. That's what he wants. Oh, Lord. Every time we make a choice, we are either making it God's way or the wrong way. So, the first thing, and I didn't even give it to y'all because I was so fired up to start. The first thing was the reality of your choice. And that's what that covered, is the reality of what you choose. Amen? Well, I can say I'm going to paraphrase now. So the second thing is the value of your choice. See, because I'm going to break it into three parts, and I can make it by 12 o'clock, maybe. The value of your choice, and I was going to have y'all turn to the story about David and Goliath. And the Holy Spirit's not had me be through. I've preached on David. I preached in San Angelo on David and Ballinger on David. And so he comes up again this week. Just in a day. You know what's so amazing? Is that I preached it one way in Ballinger, one way in San Angelo, but this is a total different way to look at David today. So David comes in to the battle to bring cheese and crackers or whatever to his brothers in the army. And Goliath is already made a statement that he's ready to fight. Well, he's come in and he's defiled the army of Israel. So in there it tells that King Saul and the army heard this. They were afraid and they fled. They made a choice. Well, if we know the word and they believed in God, they knew that the word says, fear not. Isaiah 41:10 tells us to fear not, be thou not dismayed. It even says that they were dismayed. So they made their choice, they ran. Well, little David shows up, because he ain't full grown yet. But he comes in, and it was none of this about, oh, wow, no wonder y'all are scared. No, man, he's big. He looks mean. No, David comes in and goes, what's going on? Did you hear what he said? He defiled the Most High God. He came in, he already had made a choice, y'all. He didn't come in going, oh, I'm getting over here with these guys, because he's scary. He scares me. Little David said, no, no, no. He came in, and he was going to whip him, defending our Lord God. That's his choice. That's the value of his choice. What was the whole value of his choice? He chose to defend God because he knew that God had his back. Because he chose life. He chose blessing. And God was blessing David. He had been blessing him. He had whooped a bear and a lion and a tiger and a walrus. And I mean, I don't know what all he whooped. But he was on fire. And he said, that uncircumcised Philistine, I ain't scared of him. Bring a bad boy on. I'm ready. See, he made a choice. He made that choice because he knew God's word. He walked with God. The third thing, impact of your choice. The Holy Spirit took me to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I thought, really? Where are you going with this? The Holy Spirit's like, just sit down and watch. I'm going to show you. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were all in, and they were all out for God. Amen. There was nothing that was going to change them. The choice that they gave him. Nebuchadnezzar had that big gold statue, huge. Said, everybody will bow down. And when the horn blares, I don't remember it all because I was going to go there. But anyway, so they said, nope, not doing it. He said, yeah. And they said, no. He said, well, what do you do that your God doesn't, what if God doesn't come through? They said, well, our God will come through, and if he doesn't, then that's okay, because we're still, see, this is what gets it. There was no doubt in their mind that he wouldn't come through. But they did go on to say, if he doesn't, that's okay, because that's what we're standing on. They said, we're going in there. Put us in there. Shoot, the guys that were doing it couldn't even open the door. It killed them. I mean, that's a hot fire. They go in. And then what does Nebuchadnezzar see? He sees four instead of three. Woo! He said, that looks like the Son of God. Amen. Because they knew they chose life. They chose blessing. They chose to walk the way God wanted them to walk. And they said, that's how we're going to live our life. There was no choice, even the small one, that they didn't make it the right way, God's way. Amen? So he says, get them out of there. What's the impact of their decision? Well, you know, he changed Nebuchadnezzar for a little while. Because Nebuchadnezzar goes, oh, well, we're going to all now worship Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Their God. The God. See, their decision, their choice had an impact, not just on them, but on a whole bunch of people. It changed their way that they looked at things. We as Christians have to remember that we, as we make those choices and we go day to day, and even the small ones, when you make that choice that somebody walked by, you held that door open and they walked by and they were ugly, you have a choice. You can be ugly or you can say, God bless you. You have a choice. Did you just have an impact? Maybe not immediately, but later that day, that person may start thinking about that. That's an impact of your choice. Amen? Y'all turn to Revelation 22. We're going to the back of the book, y'all. Chapter 22. I used to teach math in the answers to all the odd questions were in the back. They still do that now, Howdy?
I don't do math.
Oh, you don't? What? Back of the book, chapter 22. Revelation 22, verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. What are you choosing? Are you choosing life and blessing? Are you choosing to walk God's way? Verse 13, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Verse 14 says, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life. When you walk in God's ways, you're keeping his commandments. Amen? Let's read that again. Blessed are those that they do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life. Somebody else say hallelujah. Woo! And may enter in through the gates into the city. Man, have you made that choice? Have you made that choice to walk the way God wants us to walk? Even in the small choices. Man, I encourage y'all. Now's the time more than ever that every choice that we make has a reality to it, it has a value, and it has an impact. No matter how big or how small that choice is. But as we grow with God's Word, that will come back out of us, y'all. And like I said, on those small choices, then when you don't have time to pray about it, and to pray in the Spirit, and to wait for God to give you an answer, it's going to come out if you've been putting it in. Amen. If you've been putting God's Word in you, it's coming out. Amen. And we need that more than ever nowadays. Whoa. Have you made that choice? And if you haven't, then have you made that choice of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? So with every head bowed and every eye closed, if that's you, then we're going to give you an opportunity to choose today. And I beg you to choose today. Father, we just love you. Right now, with every head bowed and every eye closed, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then I want you to make today that choice. That choice to start following Jesus, our Lord and Savior. That choice to walk in His way and to walk in His love. So right now, we're going to say a prayer, and we're going to say it out loud. And if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to do it right now. But we're not going to embarrass you. We're just going to say it out loud. But we're going to have believers say it with you. Believers, say it out loud, because you might be sitting close to somebody or by, and you need to learn how, you need to learn how to lead people to the Lord with this prayer. Get it in your heart. So right now, out of your mouth, say, Father in heaven, I open the door of my heart and I ask you to come in and save me. I choose you, Jesus. I thank you for giving me of all my sins. And I believe that you died for me. And I love you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Now, before you lift your heads and open your eyes, please keep your head down and your eyes closed. If you just accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior this morning, we're not going to embarrass you. We just want you to stick your hand up in just a minute and we get you a Bible. Because the Word says, please acknowledge me before man and I'll acknowledge you before my Father. So if you just accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior this morning, on the count of three, I want you to stick your hand up real fast. One, two, three. Anybody? Amen. All right. So I didn't see anybody, so I believe that everybody here is going to heaven. Amen. And that you know Jesus is your Lord and Savior. Amen. We're going to get Howdy up here to finish. And if you need prayer, then I'll be down here. Laurie will be down here, and I'm sure there'll be others. Sharon, Betsy, and we'll be around. Howdy and Angela, if y'all need prayer, come see us, and we'll lift you up in prayer. Man, thank you for letting me minister this morning. Man, y'all are awesome. Blessings.